In order that you may have a better understanding of this tape, I must refer to my usual Sunday evening sitting with medium Heather. In the past, I have always used the word communicator as being more accurate than control. But as that word is less cumbersome, I shall use it in future. Sunday evening, then. Two minor controls had spoken, and then a third of extremely different aspect came. This person claimed to have been a priest of the god Isis, and asked, "Where are my people?" I began a conversation in the usual way, to learn that the control was fearful of his superior's anger at the control's apparent isolation from the Isis worshippers. I had to tell him that Isis was no longer regarded as a deity, and explained the current main orthodox beliefs. The name Jesus was apparently quite unknown to him, as might be expected. As we conversed, I became acutely aware that under his stern and sometimes harsh attitude to those whom he taught, he had a hidden soft strata of sympathy and a real doubt as to the accuracy of his teachings. I put this feeling to him, and he agreed that it was so, but that he could never have allowed it to be apparent to his seniors, as it would have seemed a weakness. I emphasize that this feeling, far from being a weakness, was in fact a feeling of love within him. And for that reason, he had been chosen now to become the tutor to his former teachers and seniors in the priesthood. His reply was, "If you had said that during my time, you would have been beheaded." He then placed both hands on the medium's head, saying, "I do not understand this. I have no hair upon my head." I explained that he was using a lady known as a medium or instrument. Then, saying such a person was probably known in his earthly life as an oracle or similar. But this would never have been made public knowledge, as the words uttered would have been announced as coming from the gods. He agreed, calling me friend. Then the most amazing things happened. As I watched, Heather's face became completely different, as if a pre-constructed mask had been placed on her. The forehead became furrowed, the eyes reduced in size, the mouth thin and compressed, and the whole skin showing the wizened, coarsened appearance of a very elderly person. The most incredible thing, perhaps, was the change in shape. Heather has very attractive features, which would be called longish, perhaps. But what I saw was moon-faced, utterly different from the normal Heather. I have seen many facial transfigurations in my time on different mediums, but absolutely nothing to equal this. Now continue listening, please, and you will hear why I have had to give this introduction. Good evening to you, and a very sincere welcome again.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. Good evening. Nice to have you with us once more. And I'm sorry that once again we are small in numbers. It's one of our, to me, annoying holiday frustrations.
No matter, my friend, I have said before, it matters not.
No, right.
But before icons in you, I will ask something from you.
Certainly.
Would you please remove Lady's timepiece?
Remove Lady's watch? Somebody wearing a wristwatch?
Lady.
Lady.
May I using?
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Remove.
Yes, certainly. Be as gentle as possible.
It may seem a trivial matter.
Not in the least, no.
But I am aware of our comfort in using this body.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting me know. I am sure that in future she will remove it. Be sure before she waits for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, let us continue. It seems a while since last I came to you.
Yes, it does to us.
And always my heart is quickened by these visits to you.
That's very kind of you to say so. Our sensibilities certainly are. I'm sure I'm speaking for everybody.
I was aware of your speaking before I spoke to you.
Yes.
Let me say this to you, please. So long you have been told, be patient.
Yes.
Be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Have we not?
You have indeed.
When first I came to you, I said much would happen.
Quite so.
And yet you are surprised when something good does happen.
Yes, I must admit I didn't associate your telling us and the happening. It was so remarkable, and I was going to say how much I appreciated what I was allowed to see.
Don't be overwhelmed. There is much to come.
Good.
You have a lady within this group who has, over the past few weeks, been used for the very thing you saw with your own eyes.
Is that so?
I speak of the lady small in stature, but big in spirit.
Good morning. You speak of the lady?
She always is this side.
Oh, yes, I know the one, yes.
You know the lady.
Yes, I do.
There will be happenings too with this one.
Thank you very much. I'm anxious that my colleagues should see, if possible, what I saw, but it was really so marvelous.
I will say the words. Continue to be patient. Much is going to be given to you all. But when first I came to you, did I not tell you slowly?
Yes, you're absolutely right, you did.
But do not doubt these words. Much will happen within these walls.
Good.
Much that you have waited for. I will not give you times because that is not important.
No.
What is important is what occurs and what it brings to you all. Right. The knowledge of truth.
Yes. Yes, as I'm saying to my friends, I don't use superlatives, but it needed a superlative to describe what I witnessed myself last night.
I understand, my friend, but let me tell you, it is a minor thing compared to what is to come.
It's marvelous.
So, do not doubt it. Thank that great Creator for all that comes to you.
I did do so, actually, last evening afterwards. It was really so astounding. And I felt very humbled that I should have been allowed to have that gentleman here.
Yes. And please to nurture the instrument being used.
Yes.
He has much to give, much within, but she needs your help.
Oh, certainly, of course. She'll get that at any time.
When we make contact like we have so quickly with her, it is best that she be helped by someone of knowledge like yourself. I don't say this to you. I do not give you fine words so that you may have pride.
Of course not.
But I tell you, for all your sakes, it is better to have someone strong. That is why we have chosen you.
Thank you.
I do not use my words lightly also.
No, I understand, but I'm sure you can sense my feeling about this.
I do, my friend, and I say to you, you are being rewarded for all your efforts. Now then, let us continue. Let us speak of what is in your hearts this time. Does anyone wish to question?
Margaret, have you any questions? Paul?
not just yet.
George?
I haven't got anything prepared.
Mark?
No, I haven't got anything especially. No.
Right. Lyndon?
Yes, I did wonder if you could tell us anything about previous lives. If it's not important, I understand.
Always there is interest in this subject. But I will say to you, it is not important what has gone, but I say to you, yes, you have had previous existence. I have told you before, all of you came together in another time.
I think that's what interests me.
Yes, it has been said. I think the lady was asking, is it possible for her to know in what capacity she was here? Was she a courtesan, a serving person, a farm worker, or what?
I know what is in your mind. Let me tell you just a little, shall I?
That would be lovely.
I know you have wondered on the connection between you all, because your lifestyles in this lifetime are quite different.
That's true.
But you see, again we come to the spirit side of yourselves and how you have grown through the times. Let me say that firstly to you.
Okay.
You all existed, and I think you will be amused knowing your human sense of humor when I tell you that all of you were within a closed order of monks.
Really?
Yes, right, I thought you would be amused.
You're quite right, yes.
Do I sense the shock?
You do.
Horror.
You do sense the shock.
All of you were closely put together, and I may say there were times when some of you were unkind to another.
That's her.
Yes, it was not a time of great harmony then. Therefore comes the time again when all of you needed to be reunited.
And I think I had better start by apologizing to everybody if I was unkind to you.
But that is not the important part.
No.
This time around, instead of being enclosed with your own thoughts and feelings, this time you are here to spread the truth of what you know. But let me tell you, all of you were of the male gender. I have to tell you, you do not have mixed monks.
No. It would have caused some complications.
I'm sorry. It amuses me.
Yes. It certainly would have amused us.
So you see, you came together again, but in different genders.
Yes.
To make those unsociable problems much lighter, much healthier for
yes.
you all.
And following on what you have told us previously then, we would have chosen our sex this time, would we?
I have told you, you do not come without your full consent of the life that is to be.
Thank you, that confirms it for us. Because I know the lady would have asked that question next, probably.
I am always amused that you humans find it important whether you be male or female. I see you not as any gender. Your spirit is neither male or female, it is both.
Yes.
So, if you can look upon yourselves in that manner, your lives would be so much simpler. You would have the understanding of each other.
Yes, of course.
You would be kinder. We see so much disagreement between your sexes.
True.
Try to feel, try to understand, and see yourself as someone without gender. Then you really feel that spirit self, which after all is the most important part of.
And of course, to follow on that, we ought to have a greater understanding of both sexes and their personal problems in this life.
But, my friend, you do. You have had previous existence of different sexes, so you do retain the knowledge. But I am afraid that when you come to this incarnation, all is forgotten.
Yes.
And so you seem to take a step backward rather than going forward.
You're quite right, because that is a very interesting comment. Because I have always, since I have been on this earth again, had a very great objection to closed orders. Now that may have been...
My friend, you speak against yourself.
Yes, quite. Whether it was something I was remembering from my previous life, but I have always objected to them since I've been here. And thought they couldn't possibly serve any really useful purpose, because those within the closed order should have been giving of themselves externally to that order.
Yes, I would not say it was fruitless or thankless. That can never be.
No, of course.
But I understand what you are saying. And yes, it does seem to be that within the closed orders this happens. But what does happen to some within is that they find their true selves, which
yes,
can never be termed as a fruitless task.
No, of course not. Used the wrong descriptions, probably.
But I understand what you say. And I would say, to fulfill your lives, you must have contact. After all, that is why you are here.
Of course.
We have spoken on love. What is love? And how you must use it.
Yes.
If you are secluded, you do not have those opportunities to give.
Yeah.
But within the closed orders, they do have their brethren. They do have the opportunity to give love, if only in a restricted way.
Certainly. I found that interesting with this gentleman who came last night, because one thing he did accept was that within his apparent hard teaching, and it was hard, I know, and I told him I knew he had a very soft spot, and he doubted his own teaching on occasions, many occasions, and that is why he had been brought now. And he agreed that this was so.
Yes, but let me add a little something to for that.
Please do.
He also would have been afraid to speak, because within the era of his time, there was much power amongst women.
Yes.
So, you see, although he knew and probably understood more than ever was said, he would have been afraid to voice, because the womankind at that time were much revered. Men, in a way, were rather subservient.
Yes.
This is something you must keep in mind when you make judgment of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
That it was not just a matter of speaking out, but he would have been placing himself above those in power. And this he could not have done.
Quite. I felt that I had to be very gentle with him whilst I was talking. And he accepted that. And when I said finally that because he had now come here to learn what he had to do, he now had to teach his former teachers, he said, you know, in my time you could have been beheaded for saying that.
I have to say yes, but in those times there were much harsher ways of dying.
I'm sure there were.
So there would have been fear beside the knowledge.
Right.
And the fear was the greater of the two.
Mm-hmm.
So do not judge him too harshly.
Oh, I didn't know.
I know you don't, but I speak generally.
Yes, I follow
Let
what you mean.
Let me speak generally of judging others.
I see.
You must not, because you do not fully understand the situations, the feelings that go on around all of these things, especially so long ago in your earthly history.
Right.
There were so many factors unknown to you today. So I would say to you all, judge not. I know that is a hard thing to do for you, but find it in your heart always to offer help, but not to judge.
Yes, I did feel this with him. You're absolutely right, of course. And I felt this with him, and that he would, after having been here, be allowed to rejoin his people. That was his concern, that he should find them.
Always there is reason for returning, as you very well know. And his opportunity came. It will be changed. And the thank you had was in seeing the face. That to you, my very good friend, was a thank you.
Oh, that's nice to know. I did wonder why it suddenly changed. It was so absolutely emphatic a change.
It was a thank you. And
well,
please do accept it as such.
Thank you. Now you've told me I certainly will do. I'm very grateful to him for that. And I'm pleased that evidently I was able to be of assistance to him.
I beg your pardon. I will say to you that he will return to you as of future time, and he will tell you so much more of the style of his life at that time.
That would be most interesting for us.
We'll find it most interesting.
I'm sure we shall. We look forward to that time.
But do not be surprised, my friend, of what is coming.
Okay, thank you. If that's the sample, it's going to be marvelous, as you have said it will be.
You see, you cannot fully understand what there is to give that we can bring to you. But we do need conditions to be right. So I want to say to you this time, before you enter this room, face to one side all daily concerns, all problems. Offer yourselves as open channels, and then we can do so much more.
I will tell our friends who are absent tonight of that too.
If it means sitting quietly before you come, please, please endeavor to do so, because there is so much work to do.
Cool, we're all trying to do that.
I am seeing subtle changes within you all as time continues. It is our desire that all of you be used in unity and in love. You are brought together to provide those circumstances that peace, that love, that is so necessary. Now, I want to say, before I leave you, may you find in your hearts, each one of you, an expression of love for each other, to offer is where you can. I ask you to continue this time in whichever way you feel best, whilst I continue to work with this instrument. Are you happy to do this?
Of course we are, yes.
I am heavy to have done you, but you need time to work with this one.
Yes, we understand, and we're perfectly happy and content to sit quietly whilst you do so.
You need not be silent, but I do ask that there be no sudden, loud noise.
Right.
Until we meet again, my good friends.
Certainly thank you for what you have told us tonight. And love, of course, goes with you more than ever.